This is Fresh Air. The fight for American independence has inspired many dramatic treatments, from the Broadway musicals 1776 and Hamilton to the TV miniseries George Washington and John Adams. Now Apple TV Plus adds to that specific historical subgenre with an 8-part miniseries called Franklin. It's about Benjamin Franklin's multi-year visit to France in hopes of persuading that country's leaders to side with the American colonies in their rebellion against England. Starring in the title role as Benjamin Franklin is Michael Douglas. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
This new 8-part miniseries is based on the book A Great Improvisation by Stacey Schiff and begins its story in December 1776. The fight against the British isn't going well. After a recent battlefield defeat, the number of soldiers in the Continental Army is dwindling, and supplies and morale are even lower. The commander-in-chief of the armed forces, General George Washington, writes to Congress, "I think the game is pretty near up." It's at that time that Benjamin Franklin is dispatched to France on a secret mission to enlist the French as allies against the British. Franklin lands in a small boat in the dead of night, then rides towards Paris in a carriage, accompanied by his grandson, Temple Franklin, played by Noah Jupe from A Quiet Place. Michael Douglas, as the elder Franklin, wastes no time at all establishing his reserved yet quietly confident approach to the role.
For a young man's instruction, Paris is the only city. Much indulge the senses, but also engage the intellect.
I thought I was meant to help you.
No doubt you will, somehow or another.
How long must we stay?
Until we win France to our side and secure our independence. Or we are hanged.
Is there a third choice?
I suppose there's always treason.
As the Franklins are fighting for liberty, it should be noted that as with virtually all historical dramas, there are some liberties taken in the retelling of this fact-based story. When the real Ben Franklin made his trip to France, for example, he was accompanied by two grandsons, not one. But paring down the story and the cast makes for a clearer generational and personal conflict. The grandfather, Franklin, speaks softly, chooses his words carefully, and disguises his true intentions in every conversation. The grandson, not so much. And their two differing, clashing personalities are clear from the start. From the very first contact Ben Franklin makes, taking his grandson to meet Edwin Bancroft, a friend whom Ben hopes will provide some sort of entree into the French court. Bancroft is played by Daniel Mays.
The Congress has sent me here to elicit France in our war against England.
Oh, no wonder your guts are twisted.
As an unofficial emissary, I cannot approach Versailles directly.
You're looking for a go-between?
Someone well-placed at court.
Well, I have some patience of influence.
You see, I told you we could rely on Mr. Bancroft.
Whether they can be persuaded to oblige themselves...
After the persuading, an introduction will suffice.
America's situation, it's not ideal.
I count the loss of New York as nothing. Army's merely regrouping. By spring, it'll number 80,000 trained men. And the deeper the British press into the continent, the worse they will fare.
You concur in this opinion, Master Temple?
Respectfully, sir, we are outmanned. Outgunned and outspent. There are many who side with the enemy, including some I at least hold dear.
Remind me to instruct you in the usefulness of the well-timed lie.
Does he speak the truth?
Unless the French court provides us with men, money, and arms, the United States will end before it has begun.
Franklin is written by Kirk Ellis, whose credits include the John Adams miniseries, and Howard Corden, who, like Franklin director Timothy Van Patten, worked on a period piece set in a much more recent period, Boardwalk Empire. Together, they balance both sides of the scale just right. There are lavishly staged and photographed scenes of the powdered wig French aristocracy attending operas and having opulent dinners. But there also are dimly lit, intimate scenes with two people whispering of intrigue. Sometimes those hushed conversations are political, and sometimes they're more of a seduction, because Ben Franklin was a bit of a rogue and a flirt. A side of the role that Michael Douglas, of Fatal Attraction fame, nails effortlessly, as when he first meets a woman to whom he's clearly drawn.
Benjamin Franklin, ma'am. Late of the printing trade from the city of Philadelphia.
Anne-Louise Brion de Jouy, of Passy.
Je suis enchanté.
The sexual distractions in this drama are amusing and quite varied. Ben Franklin is invited to play cards with Marie Antoinette, the French queen, while his inexperienced grandson is escorted to a French brothel. But it's the political flirtations that are the true spine of this Franklin miniseries. Like the movies Lincoln and Jefferson in Paris, Franklin is about the long, compromising path to a particular goal, the large setbacks, the small triumphs, and the perseverance that make victory possible. And finally, there's the context of this centuries-old story as it applies to our time. Ben Franklin is branded as an insurrectionist. There are high-level government debates about whether and how to fund a country that's at war with a repressive enemy. And there's talk about the rebellious Tea Party and what constitutes a true patriot. All in all, Franklin is worth watching not only for what it reveals about how the United States won independence from England then, but also about the complexities of war and international politics now.
David Bianculli is professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed the new miniseries Franklin, starring Michael Douglas. It begins Friday on Apple TV+. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about the great Serengeti land grab. Our guest will be Atlantic staff writer Stephanie McCrummon. Her new article is about how Gulf princes, wealthy tourists, and conservation groups are displacing the Maasai, cattle-herding tribespeople, from their grazing lands in northern Tanzania. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Salad, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberto Shorrock directs the show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.